Alcohol, residents in Bondeni village, Gutumaba location, Mamanat ward, Lycopere county, have held peaceful demonstrations against the proliferation of illicit brews, which they regret causing harm to their families. Residents, carrying twigs, expressed concern over the potential threat of illegal liquor to their security and their children's education, 3 days after two close friends died from after consuming illicit liquor. Preliminary reports had indicated that Anthony Mathiga Ngugi, aged 50 years, and his friend and neighbors William Wanyoke, aged 48 years, died while undergoing treatment at the Nyahururu County and Referral Hospital Tuesday moments after a drinking spree at a local den. Residents led by Boniface Mungra and Alice Wangechi claimed the illicit brew was being transported from Lorien area in Rumaruti municipality to the area by unscrupulous business people. The brew is causing significant harm to the village's men and youth, prompting the government to swiftly intervene and assist in resolving the issue. Whereas, the residents reported at least 5 deaths in related cases in the last 4 months and attempts to seek assistance from local security agencies have been unsuccessful. Instead, they alleged that some police officers have taken upon themselves to threaten those who raise alarm over the brews. They observed that illicit brew trade is thriving in the area. In their view, it is because of the laxity of security officers who are not conducting crackdowns, and the slackness has been so suspicious and that they are now forced to think they are accomplices to the brewers. Nyahururu Deputy County Commissioner Bernard Ondino said efforts to track down the unscrupulous business people were underway, adding that the deaths of the two gentlemen were also being investigated. He asked members of the public to support by providing information that could lead to the arrest of the business people, adding that such information will be treated with utmost confidentiality.